Moscow's Christ the Savior Cathedral is one of the main attractions in the Russian capital these days. Rebuilt in the year 2000, the temple has become a symbol of Russia's revival after the communist era and attracts crowds of visitors every day. As part of our occasional Destination Spotlight series, Anya Ardieva reports from Moscow.
On a chilly Sunday evening in Moscow, a Russian Orthodox religious service is about to begin. Crowds of people, tourists and believers from all over the world, gather to attend the service at Moscow's most famous church, Christ the Savior Cathedral. There is no electric light inside the sanctuary, but numerous burning candles create a mysterious atmosphere. There are no pews or seats either. People stand in the middle of the room as the priest conducts the service, singing and reading prayers in the old Russian language. Along the sides of the hall, believers pray to the icons lining the walls. Each icon, some of which are made of gold and pearls, depicts a different saint. According to the Russian Orthodox tradition, if a person has something to ask a particular saint, he should buy a candle, light it, and put it in front of the icon. Many Russians travel for hours or even days to attend the cathedral, which has now become the main Orthodox temple in Russia. Maria Alexandrova, who lives several hours away from Moscow, says she finally made it here after watching major religious services being held in the cathedral on TV.
I've always wanted to come here. I've been to Moscow before, but always wanted to come here. We've already spent more than 3 hours here and we don't want to leave. I brought my daughter and grandson. This temple is becoming a symbol for all religious people in Russia, although it is new and difficult to get used to.
The cathedral's history is complicated and tragic. Built in the 19th century in memory of the Russian victory over Napoleon, its construction took almost 44 years. But it was completely destroyed by the communists in 1931 and replaced with a swimming pool. After the fall of the Soviet Union, the new government decided to rebuild it. The recreation of the temple was considered a symbol of Russia's spiritual revival after the long years of communist rule. These days, the cathedral's massive and shiny golden dome is visible from all over central Moscow. Christ the Savior Cathedral is the largest church in the country, 33 feet higher than the Statue of Liberty. It's located in the busy historic center of the Russian capital, just a short walk away from the Kremlin, surrounded by offices and restaurants. Many Muscovites come here during the day to take a break from the city's busy everyday life. Violeta, who works nearby, says she comes to sit on a bench by the cathedral several times a week to shake off the stress of living in this big city.
I come here to rest and get rid of negative emotions. There's positive energy here. I think it helps because it takes off the burden of problems. You look at the domes and the blue skies and it feels better. I just sit here and think about nothing.
And Victor, who brought his girlfriend here for a walk, says he's not religious at all. He just likes the atmosphere.
This is one of the most beautiful places in Moscow, on the bank of the river. It looks great with clouds passing by. I come here 3 to 4 times a year and will bring my children here.
Moscow's new Christ the Savior Cathedral does not have 100-year-old walls like other Russian churches, but it does reflect modern-day Moscow, busy, gigantic, and somewhat pompous. And still, it has a special aura that draws hundreds of visitors every day. For Common Ground, I'm Anya Ardaeva in Moscow.